sit thinking about the moon that we had traveled. And every other man still hopes that we make
the get ourselves focused on Tuesday, the 22nd of October, if you please. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. And we are here at your service and on your side with the important information and trying to figure out what it all means to you as we motivate you into a new day. Somebody sent me an email, Jennifer. I thought you would like this. Mm-hmm. This is great visualization. Everybody ready?
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Let me close
my imagination.
By.
Yes. Well.
Okay.
That's the point. The story about a youngster who used to wake up his parents in the morning by lifting their eyelids, saying, it's a new day, and we made it this far.
Oh, that's cute.
That was cute. Yeah, so, here we are.
Very mature.
Very
cute,
mature.
Cute if it's not happening to you.
This is true. Very cute when it's someone else.
So, we're trying to understand the healthcare law, the healthcare implications, the website especially. There were a number of people this weekend crammed into conference rooms, pizza for dinner, some programmers building the administration's website, rebuilding the health insurance website. There were a lot of people who were increasingly stressed, according to some of the insiders there, working till 10, 11 o'clock every night, drinking their energy drinks, Monster, and all that other stuff, rewriting computer code over and over again to meet what they considered last-minute requests for changes that actually came from the government or from some of the contractors. So as we all have questions over the website's failure, and I think that's the word you use to this point anyway, there are 600,000 people, more or less, who have signed up by, or is it inquiries, Kenny? Is it either, is it inquiries or is it signing up? I wasn't
sure.
I
think it's signed up.
All right. So that many have signed up. Imagine how many, if we can, would have signed up had there been appropriate.
If it worked.
Yeah, right. Worked well. So the president yesterday spent a lot of time talking about the expertise that's needed, never talked about how much it costs. But the
those little details are never that fun.
I thought it was interesting, really digging around in this, because it's interesting, actually. Some of the developers of this project, speaking on condition of anonymity, of course, because they fear they would be fired, said they raised doubts whether the website could be ready in time early on. They complained openly among each other about what they considered tight and unrealistic deadlines.
Yeah, the higher-ups on this project knew that there was a problem.
Right.
This wasn't a surprise.
Right. One person was brought to tears over the stress of finishing this. Website builders, in other words, seeing red flags, as Jennifer suggested, 4 months before it actually went into operation. So I don't know. I can't tell you about systems and their complexity because that isn't my area of expertise. And I don't know that we all have to be geniuses when it comes to this sort of thing anyway. If you have an expectation that if you're an applicant, you're going to be able to go in. By the way, this isn't unique to this website, and it isn't even unique to many of the federal websites. I don't know how many of you, unless you're going to something like Amazon that's user-friendly, or some of the other sites where you actually go in to purchase something, to learn something, or purchase something, I find it daunting to figure out, in many instances, how to use websites and buy things. That's why I pick up the phone and I call and order instead of, I'm getting used to, let's say, pet products that I buy for Charlotte.
Right.
That you go online to the natural pet place and you pick this one and that one and you add it to your cart. And at the end, you give them your credit card number and, okay, that's the end of that.
So, something like health insurance online, though, I get it. You probably want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I would think so. Kenny and his wife have signed up. You didn't. Lisa didn't talk to anybody, right? She just did it all online without having to have interface with a human being.
Right. She talked to somebody and tried to talk to people the first week or so.
Yeah, because you guys ran into a glitch,
problems.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ran into a couple problems where it would lose info or would just freeze. There was one page that it wouldn't let us go past until we had entered all seven members of our family. And
all seven
that.
Of them.
I thought, yeah. Oh, that's right. You said you talked about that. And you had to, did you come up with phony names for the other three positions?
No, she tried to just enter dog names, but then it wanted just to be able to get past that page, but it wanted Social Security information and all that. And
no, make one up.
And we could, so we couldn't get past it. So she called the helpful person at the call center, who told her that that basically, I don't remember the exact words, but the sentiment was, things are a mess, you should try back later.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So how did you get it to finally work?
It just, last week she tried it again and everything worked, and she went through all the steps and picked a policy that looked basically the same as ours, and everything clicked and worked.
So there are four or five major companies, none of whom, when you look at the names, do you recognize. Most of them are software services, computer contractors that are in and around Washington. What a bonanza. Hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts for these outfits, right? And they've been working on it since 2012 to design a data services hub, which is basically a managing position, right? That's what it is. It's a managing portal.
Right.
Health and Human Services Department said the data hub was working but not meeting public expectations. Duh. Sebelius, I thought she had left already to run the California Higher Education Department, run the state school system, but apparently she's still there. And some new guy has been appointed but isn't in the job yet.
That wasn't Kathleen Sebelius. That was
that was somebody else.
That's Napolitano.
Oh, Napolitano, right. Oh!
Another government hack.
Another
how could you forget?
Mess all this up. Yeah. All right, anyway. What do you think? 888-302-3684. It takes calls on the status now, website in particular. Speaking of things that are good, your smile.
It's not bad.
Smile today. Are you smiling?
Really? See?
You have bright teeth. You have wonderful bright teeth.
Well,
Kenny,
you.
I haven't seen your teeth for a long time. How white and bright are they?
They're pretty white and bright.
Yeah.
Take good care of them.
Good. All right. For those of you who have not taken good care of your teeth, those of you who have smoked too much, had too much coffee, too much tea, too much wine, there is a way to zoom in on your teeth. And in doing so, make sure that your gums stay healthy, because if your teeth are messy, they collect germs and bacteria and get up in your gums. And the gums, very important place for your overall health. Thus, the focus on Power Swabs. Power Swabs. They are there. The folks at Power Swabs, having developed this wonderful coconut-based cleanser that's all natural, no bleach in it. There's no sand in it. You laugh. There are toothpastes that have sand, or these little plastic things that now are becoming a problem because environmentally you can't get rid of them. These little things that are abrasions that you or abrasives that you use to clean your teeth. I understand how it works, but what's the side effect? With Power Swabs, there is no side effect. Time for you to try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten your teeth. 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough in this sort of management of your teeth, your overall well-being. You can find Power Swabs easily by calling 800-865-7602, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. Try it risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Stain Out Whitening Quick Stick. Also, you can take with you, whiten up your teeth on the go. It's all part of the deal when you get Power Swabs to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... and it's hard to say he was more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Magic in the air. Isn't that good? I love that, the way that sounds. The Citrus Magic air fresheners are the perfect fresh air solution, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. There's magic in the air. Used to be a disc jockey called the Magic Christian that I worked with a long time ago on the radio station that I was playing music for. It would have been the early 70s. His name was Chuck Christensen. He was one of the most clever disc jockeys I'd ever been around. Crazy as a loon, but a great disc jockey, the Magic Christian. How many of you have heard him around the country? 19 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The focus now from a couple of perspectives on the website. Here's John in Maryland. Hi.
Yeah, my concern is that the website is not up and running anywhere near to what it needs to be. And it would be good to hear the president, I don't want to say concede, but at least put it on suspension, if you will, until he can get it up and running and be able to handle all this very sensitive information that's being collected to look at a program for people to use.
I didn't get that it was being suspended. Did you, Kenny? The website?
No,
the website?
I think he was saying that they should.
They should, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know, because people are going to get penalized if they don't have this or have some sort of insurance. So,
yeah, right.
Not really fair if you can't make the site work.
That's a good way to screw people. 888-302-3684. Here's Betty in Texas. Hi, Betty.
Well, I want to thank him because here in Texas, it was hard for a lot of people are not insured. And I got on there, and I appreciate the feedback I got from different insurance telling me their fees. And it's more reasonable than going out trying to get insurance on my own. So it's a good thing. And I hope fixes the computer so everyone will have an opportunity that's qualified to get on there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. 888-302-3684. All right. We need to spend some time on your health and well-being. Speaking of that, baseball and football in the next half hour of Good Day.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA HempAway.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
That soda kills you with Jesus' name.
You're the bathroom wall where I saw your name.
You're the best I ever had.
Ooh, sounds like an interesting song. We're going to last night's Voice here on Good Day. This is Juhi. Is that how you pronounce this? Juhi? J-U-H-I. Anybody know?
Sounds like that, right? Juhi.
And George Forga Jr., both of them from Team CeeLo.
Was CeeLo there last night, by the way?
CeeLo was there. As a matter of fact, these two, the how this works, the way Jennifer's explained it to me, is the team leader has to pick a winner from the performers. So these two are up against each other to see who's going to have salvation. Mm-hmm. Here's CeeLo explaining why he picked the winner that he picked.
I enjoyed the performance, and I'll tell you why I picked the song, because it's very young. I thought it would bring a lot of energy, and it's an uphill climb because it's fast and, you know, it's energetic, and both of you guys' personalities kind of reminded me of the record. I just want to let you guys know a bit about both of them. You know, it's very young artists like Drew. It's like she's 16 years old and very brilliant. I mean, she's like a young Einstein of some sort, right? George's story, the guy came out here to either make something happen for himself or come back. But he's been here for the last 3 years and has come here with, you know, with a brave heart to pursue a passion.
CeeLo, tough decision here, but I'm sorry. Who is the winner of this battle?
I want to commend, you know, and support someone who seemingly, you know, wants to solely do this as if there's no plan B. Do you know what I'm saying? With those things considered, the winner of this battle is George.
Right. Now, the reason I asked if CeeLo was there yesterday, you know, is
why?
Because he was in court.
Because?
He's in big trouble.
Because?
He's been charged with sexual harassment. That was a few months back. But apparently the district attorney in L.A. threw that charge out. Instead, they're charging him now with allegedly slipping ecstasy to a 33-year-old female while they were dining out in a Los Angeles restaurant.
No.
He was in court yesterday.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa, he was there? Okay, a little quick change.
Get out of court and go to the studio.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Comments on anything and everything. We're happy to have your comments. Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, and Jimmy Fallon. See what we can squeeze in here from these three late-night show monologues.
Due to systems failure, I don't know if anyone, you probably noticed this, due to a system failure today, many people were unable to update their Facebook status. Yeah, incidentally, for the several hours that Facebook was down, we were actually competitive with China. And they fixed the problem, and now Greece is kicking our ass again. That's not funny. That's sad. We're in the toilet. Hey!
Kind of a rough day today. Kind of a rough day. A friend of mine was given 6 months by his doctor. Not to live, to sign up for Obamacare. He took 6 months to sign up for Obamacare. You know, I gotta admit, I don't quite understand how the whole Obamacare thing works. Like the other day, I got a flu shot, but it was from a drone. So it was, you know, like they're combining different elements of the government. Yeah, I didn't. The president spoke today about it regarding the Obamacare website glitches. The president says he's bringing in the best and the brightest to solve the problem. Here's Michael. Why didn't we bring in the best and the brightest in the first place? This is typical Washington. They only bring in the best and the brightest as a last resort. All right, let's see.
After this big fight over Obamacare, it turns out that the website where you sign up for it all has all these glitches. The website's completely, it's just crap. It's so bad that today President Obama held a press conference to address the issue, and he was like, oh, we'll do our best to fix these technical problems. These technical problems. They have the teleprompter busted.
There you go. 28 past the hour. Laugh's good for all of us. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. Does the purchase of the Washington Post by Amazon's Jeff Bezos signal the beginning of the end of the print era in America?
Bringing together great journalism with great technology, which I'm sure Bezos is going to do, is good for everyone. It's good for all of us in the media, and it'll be good for the Washington Post. I think it was a really good moment because the future inevitably is going to be about this hybrid of bringing together great platforms with great journalists.
I don't know Jeff Bezos well. I've met him, interviewed him when he was just starting up Amazon.com, by the way, and still kick myself that I didn't buy stock at the time. From what I'm reading, though, he must have a plan for this. He would not have bought the Washington Post if he didn't have a definite idea where he wanted to take the paper.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer!
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Going on a Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny's going to update us on some of the attitudes people have and information that they either have or want to ask about from facebook.com/good day or Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug, Jennifer, Doug, Jennifer, Ken, Doug at DougSteffen.com.
A lot of choices.
888-302-3684. Lots of choices to communicate with us. All right, so Kenny. There are people who want to be heard on the health insurance slush, and there are other things that are, I suppose, I've stayed away from, as you've noticed, the discussion of the two shootings in Nevada, two dead, two injured in the Nevada school shooting, and one person was killed on the Las Vegas Strip yesterday. I just don't want to spend time there, frankly. But anyway, is there commentary on any of those things?
Lots of comments about Obamacare. Robert says, get over it and deal. It will all work out in the end. Harping on the problems doesn't help.
That's probably healthy. Yeah. I mean, harping on the problems, if you fix them.
Right. But something like this, if they don't fix it, there's no program. So you kind of have to harp on the problem here, I think.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Polly says maybe Obama will go on Letterman next to explain why Obamacare isn't working.
Oh, that's coming. For sure, that's coming. Great call.
Yeah.
Borrow Bill Clinton's saxophone. That helps. It's like a distraction.
And Hunter has a great question. When are the companies who failed to successfully build the website, when are they going to return the millions of taxpayer dollars they were given?
Hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. Yes. Instead, they hire more people to fix the problem. The president, he didn't address that either yesterday. 888-302-3684. Always room for a comment from you about these things that are going on. We try to bring you the news, the information, and then you can figure out what it means to you. A lot of people trying to sign up, a lot of people concerned about who's going to pay. All that stuff is part of the conversation. Football and baseball in the news. There is a World Series going on.
Yeah, who cares about that?
What do you mean? How dare you? Let's talk about.
Oh, I'm just being a sore loser, Doug.
I know you are. Football first.
Dodgers were this close.
This is kind of indicative of the passions that get involved in playing. More, I find more people get passionate about football than they do about baseball when it comes to...
I think because it's more of an intense sport. But I think there's a lot of great baseball fans, and I think in postseason play you see a lot of that come out. But with football, you have, like, however many games are, like, what, 10, 12 games, Michael, in a season? There's less games.
No, there's 13.
Okay,
and
so
each
13
team play
games.
13 games. I think
that could be fair.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
I'm just learning football, but you have a once a week game is what we're getting at, and then people, like, their passions are running high, and it's like gritty and aggressive.
But why? Here's a story. Multiple cases, in fact, actually, you could dig out a number of stories in the past 12 months where adults have been arrested or questioned for attacking, or otherwise abusing high school and sports referees in general. Story at DougStefan.com, sort of a unique turn of the table. Two referees in Louisiana were arrested after they allegedly threatened a police officer who was stationed on the field. The report suggests that among other things, these two referees were working a school in Covington, Louisiana. It was St. Paul School versus Mandeville High School football game. These refs were arrested on intimidation charges related to threats they made against a police officer during the course of the game. The officer in question reported the threat shortly thereafter. Both officials were escorted off the field. There was a delay in the game, and then St. Paul's won it. But what a sort of weird thing. The police officers, you see these officers sometimes getting too close to the players or getting onto the field, or I remember reading a story once, not long ago, actually, about a father who happened to be a police officer. His son was playing on the game. In the game. He was on the field, and he was trying to intimidate the players from the other team. One of the players of the other team bopped his son, and the police officer got into sort of a little altercation, which is entirely inappropriate, but... it brings me back around. You know, there are a lot of people who just think that there's nothing more important than football games.
Well, in some areas of the country, it is the only thing, really.
It is. Florida, Texas.
Oh, Texas. That's a big game.
It really is. 888 Ohio. My God. Go to Ohio and see what you think's going on. 888-302-3684. All right. The Cleveland Browns are in the focus now. There is a story from Cleveland newspapers there. Did you hear about this? Fans are upset. Tough situation. Quarterback position. One of the fans is now looking on the internet for a new prospect. The fellow's name is Seth Pay, P-A-E. Story at DougStefan.com from Northeastern Ohio. He posted a quarterback wanted ad on Craigslist. Begins with a series of questions like, have you played pro football?
Like ever? Once? Twice?
Have you played Madden? He kept the requirements open, but some applicants are being told not to apply. The list bans redheads, like Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
People named Brett, as in Brett Favre. That's how you pronounce his name, Favre. Mm-hmm. Or any University of Florida alum, Tim Tebow. Tebow is in
funny.
That, right?
Tebow's not applied.
Right.
That's mean.
Right.
I love Tim Tebow.
Story at DougStefan.com. Football now. The latest in the Redskins name controversy. You're going to love this.
There's more.
Yep. There was a ruling, I think it was yesterday, a couple of legal battles that may impact the Redskins name. The Federal Patent and Trademark Office was closed for the two-week holiday. You remember the two-week holiday? Now, they're back at work. And they've taken up a couple of different cases that are pretty interesting when it comes to names of teams. The Patent and Trademark Office has been asked to rule on a name that has been suggested for a team called the Slants.
What?
The Slants. They want to trademark the term Slants, but the Patent and Trademark Office says it can't trademark that because it is offensive, scandalous, and immoral. Even though the applicant is a band, apparently, made up of Asian Americans, perform pieces in their gig like Slanted Eyes, Slanted Hearts, Slanta, Slanta. and the yellow.
This is a real story.
Yes.
Did one of your weird email sources give this to you?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Claus is coming.
Come on.
Santa Claus. Let me do it again. Santa Claus is coming to town. You don't think that that's... It is. You check it out. I'm sure
I'm trying right now because I don't know if I'm buying this whole thing.
Santa. Right. All right, so anyway, so that team, I'm sorry, that group, that singing group wants to be called the Slants. So does that impact the Redskins? Because the PTO, the parent, the Patent and Trademark Office, says that it's offensive, scandalous, and immoral. So is that the same with the Redskins? Is it scandalous, offensive, and immoral to have a team called the Redskins? Yes, no? 888-302-36.
It only offends like three people, so.
It doesn't offend me. I thought the story about the slant.
Hey, I'm going to give you a point here.
Yeah?
In your account, there is a point. You are correct. I really didn't believe you. But there is a story. Asian American band fights to trademark name the Slants.
Thanks.
All right, I apologize.
I am going to be a bigger woman. Thanks for having faith in your boss. 888-302-3684. All right, let's see here. We got to get to Dr. Ron. Let me, these two callers who would like to be heard, let me make sure that they feel like they have been heard. Gene's in Georgia. Gene in Georgia, a quick comment on health care, government health care.
Good morning.
Hi.
My concern is not so much with the computer glitches as with the product itself. I mean, once people get on and get their insurance, are their doctors going to be there? Because there aren't really enough physicians to go around for everybody already, and there aren't enough nurse practitioners or physician assistants to take the number of people.
All right, so what's the fix, Gene? What's the fix for that?
Well, you need to wait and try to get more. You need to try to offer scholarships to individuals who would be willing to get the degrees they need to be nurse practitioners or the degrees to be PAs. But my family is from England. Although I'm from South Georgia, most of my family is in England. And they're on what you call socialized medicine, similar to Affordable Care Act. My cousin...
Gene, spare us the family tree story because we got to move along.
What she had to say.
Well, I don't want to keep going on to the same thing. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
It's very important. Go ahead.
Huh? We have important things to do here.
I know.
And they don't include listening to this lady talk about her family tree.
I like her.
Oh, good for you. All right. Well, you talk to her later then.
Call me.
888. Yeah, call. Just a quick comment. The essence of what is going on here, in part, she's right, because there are fewer and fewer people who want to get into medicine in terms of becoming doctors. Let's ask Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment about the number of people who are getting into these nurse practitioner positions, people who are under doctors, people who are going to be providing most of the care instead of doctors under this new ruling. One wonders, Kenny, if you didn't get a cheaper product because there are facilities that are offering treatment that have people who are less experienced, and is that a-okay? One of the doctors that I use all the time, he's running the office, but he's got two nurse practitioners and other people in there to deal with some of the minor things. And I think that you're going to see that trend, and I'm not sure that it's bad, frankly. 16 before the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a minute here on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We stayed big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files
We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
All right, it's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us now for an overview of some of the issues that are important in the world of medicine. His website, Dr. Hoffman, it's drhoffman.com, a really important place for you to go to engage in back and forth conversation. There's blogs there. There's information that he gleans from working with his patients. He practices every day in New York City. The federal government wants to redefine what cancer is. The Obama administration wants to reduce the cases of cancer by changing the definition of cancer. How might this work? Good, bad? What's the idea here in your mind, Ron?
Well, that's a great idea because cancer is actually a very complex disease. There's a wide spectrum of involvement with cancer. So someone with advanced metastatic pancreatic cancer that's invaded many of the organs in the stomach and abdomen is a far cry from a woman who has some abnormal cells in her breast that might be termed precancerous or a form of early cancer, which is very unlikely to cause problems later in life. Yet they're still labeled with the stigma of cancer. They still carry the worry that's associated with this very emotionally charged label. And so this is actually for the good, I think.
Mm-hmm. The causes of cancer are being examined as well. Air pollution. I saw a report this past weekend that suggested from the World Health Organization that air pollution is a leading cause of cancer. Is that really true, or is this a political statement from what is, by many definitions, pretty much a purely international political organization?
Well, yes, there may be a political dimension to that because, you know, clearly people who are in favor of environmental controls may make that front and center. But I don't know if you've looked at the papers today. There's some pictures out of China that show a particularly tenacious type of smog that makes the smog that I grew up with in Los Angeles in the 50s and 60s look like a nice day in the park. I mean, you could barely see your hand out in front of you in certain provinces of China.
Yeah, so. I went to China, it's been 10, 12 years since I went over there, do a week's worth of broadcast at the behest of the Chinese government, so you can imagine that I was taken care of and not necessarily brought to places that they consider to be bad for business, but they did bring me to a city. It wasn't as bad as you just described, but it was a sunny day, and when I drove into this area, I couldn't see the sun. Because the smog and the average lifespan of people there, 45, 50, because the air is so acridly just full, not only of smog, the smell is it's putrid.
Yeah.
And how people can live, this is supposedly an advanced society, they're having to clean up their act, but imagine in places that are less progressive, that have any industry at all, what the heck the air is like.
Exactly. And also we have to look at food as a major cause of cancer, not just in terms of the toxins and additives with food, but also, you know, the wrong types of food, the wrong, you know, diets that are very poor in nutrition, that are very high in calories. I mean, I think that that's a much ignored aspect of the cancer picture.
You know, I'm sort of surprised at your response to the government wanting to change the definition of cancer, because at first, when I looked at it at first glance, it seemed to me to be kind of obtrusive, especially when you think about health care and all of the...
This may be an effort to prove that we're winning the war against cancer, because all you have to do is move the goalposts a little closer,
right.
And it seems like we're achieving success.
Yeah, right. It's easier to get the kick over in the end zone under that circumstance. So what do you, got a few seconds left here, what are your patients telling you about the sign-up? Since last time we talked, the website actually being examined and people saying, oh, well, yeah, we really do have a problem. You have any stories from your own patients?
In terms of the
success
website?
Or not for signing up, yeah.
Yeah, you know, certainly there's a lot of people that are flocking to the website. I've been doing a lot of work with a website called Mind Body Green. I've been actually publishing some articles there, so really? Look for my articles on Mind Body Green, which is also a nice health website. You know, we are going to be doing some good stuff. We'll be launching with some really great information, and the format's going to be very user-friendly.
Much better than the government website. Format, obviously not very user-friendly. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, Dr. Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Ground to cover here as we get into Tech Talk time on the Doug Good Day program, or Dudley Good Day program, or Dudley and Jennifer Good Day program, or Dudley and Kenny and Jennifer Good Day program. The feature that Shelley wants to talk about today is Amazon's new smartphone. Who knew? Did you know, Jennifer, Amazon has a new smartphone?
I did not, no. And
Kenny, did you know that Amazon has a new smartphone?
I heard a rumor there was one coming.
Well, Shelley's going to figure out when we, in fact, might be able to get at an Amazon smartphone. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. When will we see Amazon's smartphone? It's widely known that the e-commerce giant is working on smartphones. Reports say Amazon is working on on up to three different models, but Amazon shot down the idea that the phone would launch this year and that it might be free. The most recent reports from Bloomberg suggest that the company's been talking to HTC for the past few months to develop handsets. The report also suggests that the phone might be available only for members of Amazon Prime, which launched as a fast shipping service but has quickly evolved into a media streaming destination. Amazon has done everything it can to get its Amazon Instant Video service on more devices, and having a smartphone centered around that experience would help a lot. Could Amazon offer its phone at little or no cost for new and existing subscribers of Amazon Prime? Anything is possible, and with millions of existing Prime subscribers and more joining every day, the market for an Amazon-powered phone could be quite big. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Someday, I'll wake up on a yacht in the Caribbean. Someday, I'll sell my screenplay and change careers.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, driving the car of your dreams is a lot closer than you think. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Don't wait. It's time to love what you drive. Available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
For a lot of travelers on the road, living out of a suitcase can be very taxing. Brian Osich is going to share with you some stress-reducing ideas. Actually, they come from author and motivational coach Rob White.
According to a survey of 500 high-frequency travelers conducted by Carbon View Research, the two most important amenities for travelers are Wi-Fi and in-room coffee options. To help busy travelers start a productive day, Hilton Garden Inn has partnered with Keurig and motivational coach Rob White.
Guests at the Hilton Garden Inn's more than 73,000 guest rooms in the U.S. and Canada now have the option to brew their favorite coffee using Keurig's popular single-cup brewing system.
White says following a familiar routine can help keep travelers grounded when visiting new destinations, whether for business or pleasure.
Bookend your travel day with the routines you keep at home. Instead of running around trying to find your morning cup of coffee, follow your usual routine right in your hotel room. Drink an energizing beverage. Read your emails. Relax. Set yourself up for a successful, positive day.
For tips on how to manage the stress of travel or for a chance to experience HGI's newest amenity, visit the official Facebook page and let HGI know your favorite coffee flavor. That's Lifestyles from Hilton Garden.
In today's uncertain economy, more Americans recognize the importance of creating a plan for long-term financial security. Studies now show that Americans who own life insurance feel more financially secure than those who don't. Dave Simbrough with Northwestern Mutual.
It's essential that people take the time now to develop a financial strategy that will bring them security tomorrow. It all starts with a comprehensive plan that has offensive as well as defensive strategies. For many, permanent life insurance is part of that plan.
How so?
Permanent life insurance offers death benefit protection and flexibility. You can use the cash value to help meet a variety of needs like college funding, paying for long-term care solutions, supporting retirement income needs, starting a business, and more. It's a unique asset that can create financial flexibility when you need it most.
For more tips and financial planning tools, visit NorthwesternMutual.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.